fascinating sight is to watch the rollers come eternally tumbling in over the bar at the entrance of the Hokianga Harbour. And the following story is the key to their origin. The great navigator and explorer Kupe's destination was Hawaiki. Kupe had cruised the east and west coast of Aotearoa and had many things to report to the Polynesians when he arrived back at Hawaiki. Aotearoa was indeed the land to migrate to. There were forests teeming with bird life, rivers alive with fish in all. It was indeed a land of plenty. Before his departure from Aotearoa, he had to make his canoe seaworthy, and what better place to do it than on the shores of the Hokianga Harbour. In Kupe's haste to return to Hawaiki, he left his dog and fishing net on the shores of the southern Hokianga Harbour at a place called Onoke. The dog fretted in his master's absence, so as time marched on, he willed himself to change into stone. So if by chance one day his master were to return, he would be awaiting him right where he'd been left. His faithful dog is still here today, and because of this event, Hokianga was the name that Kupe gave to this harbour. It means returning. As Kupe departed the Hokianga, on his way out over the bar, he commanded three waves to guard the entrance to the harbour. The wave nearest the shore he named Ngarupai Kiuta, meaning safe landing. The middle wave he named Ngarurua, meaning the long wave. Lastly, the largest of the three waves he called Ngarunui, meaning the big wave. Although it is hundreds of years since Kupe's departure from Aotearoa, these waves are still at the entrance of the Hokianga Harbour. It was Kupe who commanded them to stand guard until he returned. If by chance some of you may happen to go out to the Hokianga Heads, you will see the mighty rollers coming in groups, one, two, three. Ngarupai Kiuta, Ngarurua, and Ngarunui. Just as Kupe left them back when he left Aotearoa over 1,000 years ago.